Track 3. Norfolk is where the heart is, says BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt.
My young son has been complaining about his lot in life. I'm the only one of my friends who doesn't have any family living nearby, he moans. He's now on a roll, and lots of my friends' grandparents are the same age as you. Ouch. Harsh, but only slightly exaggerated. I tell him that I'm sorry we are old compared to other parents, but that it makes him even more special, as he was our surprise blessing when we thought we couldn't have any more children. I then play my trump card and point out that one of his closest friends has parents the same age as us. Yes, but his grandfather lives in Norwich, he declares triumphantly. I am left defeated in conversation and with the feeling that I've somehow failed to deliver the right, equitable surroundings in which my child can flourish. Another turbo boost to the never-ending maternal guilt. This conversation was sparked by a long journey down to Sussex to visit my father, Hugo's one remaining grandparent. Due to M25 and A11 purgatory, it had taken us nearly 5 hours to get home. I have to say I agree with him. How lovely it would be if our relatives lived nearby. This has made me think quite a bit about identity and how we're affected by our place of birth and our familial surroundings. It can obviously affect us at a national level. One of the lecturers for my master's is from New Zealand and says even marking students' work is different here, as there is a distinct cultural expectation and response. But it can also affect us at a much more local level. One of the many features of Norfolk that I love, even if I don't personally benefit from it, is that families tend to live here for generations. Young people may go off to study or work, but many come back here to settle and have their own families. That is why most of Hugo's friends have grandparents, aunts, uncles and cousins all living in the county. This can obviously provide fantastic childcare opportunities, but it also has a much deeper, more profound effect on identity and sense of belonging. We all need roots to feel secure, and Norfolk feels very rooted. There's a feeling of history and permanence, both structural and familial, which you might not find in all parts of the UK. I, on the other hand, do not feel any particular draw to my home county of Sussex, although I was born and brought up there, as was my mother before me. I think the county is beautiful, but it doesn't call me back in the way Norfolk has done with many of my friends. In many ways, I'm still an imposter in Norfolk, even though I've been here for 26 years, but I've always hoped that our children would benefit from being born and brought up in this wonderful part of the world. By growing their roots in Norfolk and witnessing the power of community here, I wanted them to have that sense of belonging that I didn't have. The other day I was talking to a young woman who'd just completed her first year at university and had returned home to Norfolk for the holidays. She was extolling the virtues of going to a completely different place and meeting completely different people. It was fantastic, she said, and then paused. But it's so good to be back. Our daughter is heading off to be a student in the crazy hustle and bustle of London. It's what Mackenzie wants and needs, an exciting and eye-opening stage of life. But hopefully they will see coming home in the same way. We may not have our relatives nearby, sorry Hugo, and the roots may be shallower, but this is where our family's heart is, and I couldn't think of anywhere better.